Officials in Dublin City Council have issued a warning notice confirming the unauthorised status of the mural on the side of the building and effectively saying that it has to come down. For more on this, we're joined on the line by Desi Ellis, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Northwest. Desi, you've released a statement in the last couple of hours accusing Dublin City Council of being petty on this issue.
Yes, I think it's quite petty. I think there is nothing offensive in the what is a wallpaper effect painting, which has been stretched along the length of the building. I don't think there's anything offensive. And I just wonder if it was a man and a woman, would we be getting the same complaints or the same requests with Dublin City Council?
But isn't that the exact point? Dublin City Council would be acting in exactly the same way if it was a man and a woman, or if it was an ad. That the law is the law, and you can't change the law just because you happen to agree with the message.
Well, look, we accept that under normal circumstances you would need planning permission, but to be honest, I don't think it's very offensive. I think it's a nice piece of art. We've murals all around different areas. We have them in Finglas and Ballymun, on community centres and projects and walls and estates and community gardens. Are we going to go chasing after all of these just because someone has made a complaint?
So you're saying basically Dublin City Council should turn a blind eye to the law in this case?
Well, I think, I'm not saying they should turn a blind eye, but I don't think...
That's what you are saying, isn't it?
Well, I'm not really. I'm saying that we should be sensible because really...
Because you happen to agree with the sentiment in this.
Yeah, well, it's not that I do agree with this, the mural. I think it's very good, and it's gone viral around Europe and throughout the world. People have been making comments about it, and I think it's a good advertisement for our city that we're shown that we as a city are supportive of the LGBT community, and I think that's a very important message.
Maybe, and you're absolutely entitled to hold that view, but it is an overtly political message. Just what are we, 2 weeks away from a referendum on this, or 3 weeks away from a referendum on this?
Well, I wouldn't accept that it's an overtly political message. There's nothing in writing on the... There's just a picture of two men embracing.
I think that the picture speaks louder than words.
Well,
it?
It's not obstructing anything. It's not advertising anything. The property owner is happy enough to have it there. And it's not calling
but
for a yes or a no
property,
vote.
Whether or not the property owner is happy to have it there or not has nothing to do with plans. Your property owners would put up anything if there was no planning laws. It doesn't matter. That's irrelevant, isn't it?
Well, I'm accepting that in an ideal situation, we should be looking for planning permission. But the reality is, it's not an offensive. I just think that it's a good piece of art, and I just think we're making a meal out of this. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, if retention was looked by the owners, this would drag on for months one way or another.
Okay, if it was a sign saying vote no in the upcoming referendum, a large mural saying that, would you think it should be removed in those circumstances?
Well, I think in that circumstances that might be a different ball game, because then it would be saying, it would be sending out a very strong message one way or another. But I think as it stands, there is nothing calling for a yes or a no vote. And I think from that point of view, this mural is not doing any harm.
Yeah, I do have to put it to you, Desi, and lots of texts coming in, most of them, I have to say, are in agreement with you. But isn't this a classic Irish scenario that we're all in favour of the law being upheld, except for something like this? And you know what, should we really agree with this? And it's a good sentiment, so let's just turn a blind eye to this. I mean, the law shouldn't work that way and doesn't work that way.
No, I think, look, in the spirit of generosity, I think we should be looking at this. It's... I think it's a very, very good mural. I think we've got them all over the city in different places.
Yeah, but this is
and
this
it's not
is
a case
right smack
of turning
in the city centre, and it's a huge mural, smack bang in the city centre.
Well, we've had lots of them. We had them on the building there in Liberty Hall. We've had all different murals for different reasons, and I just think sometimes when you see something like this, it brightens up the city. It creates a massive amount of conversation, and I think it's gone throughout the world, and I think it's positive for our city that people see this.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Desi Ellis, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin West. Thanks indeed for joining us. Lots of texts coming in on this. No one calls the countless posters of straight couples provocative. Why is the gay mural provocative, says Joan Western. I don't think it's anything to do. It's not provocative. I saw it. I barely looked at it twice. It's is it, the point is it within the planning regulations? Dublin City Council saying it's not within the planning regulations. And my view is, if it's not within the planning regulations, it should come down. You don't make exceptions just because you happen to agree with the sentiment. Get rid of the planning section. Just ask the Sinn Féin guy if he likes something. James says, do the no side have planning permission for their misguided posters? Yes, they do. James, that's any posters that are up do they're entitled to put those posters up as long as they take them down when the referendum is over. Manix Flynn is trying to license street performers as too noisy street art as it's non-creative. Well, I think Manix Flynn is right about buskers and that they should be regulated. I think they're completely unregulated at the moment. I don't think that's desirable. Keep your texts coming through on this. One last one. Jonathan says the murals should not be removed. Joe Castleman's work has always been temporary, so the work can be removed within 2 months. Unlike many of the street card advertising DCC approves in cities such as the old car tax office behind the forecourt, no damage has been done by the piece. Okay, still to come on the programme, why Benidorm won.